You're listening to SBS News. Organised by the National Aborigines and Islanders Day Observance Committee, NAIDOC has its roots in activism that took place in the 1920s and 30s. On Australia Day in 1938, protesters marched through Sydney in what was called a Day of Mourning. Its success led to the Day of Mourning being marked each year on the Sunday before Australia Day in what became known as National Aborigines Day. That day of remembrance was eventually shifted to the month of July, so the day of protest could also be one of celebrating Aboriginal culture. In 1975, it was decided to turn the annual commemoration into a week-long event marked from the first to the second Sunday in July. Co-chair of the National NAIDOC Committee, John Paul Yankee, says the enduring quest for a treaty and for a process known as truth-telling is reflected in this year's theme, Voice, Treaty, Truth, Let's Work Together for a Shared Future.
The NAIDOC Committee felt that those issues have been sort of bubbling away at the surface for generations. You know, Aboriginal people have always been asking for a say in their own affairs and on issues that affect them. And we've been asking for a treaty or a similar agreement for generations. And we believe that the best way to do that is to undergo a truth-telling exercise, so to tell the true history of this country. And it's something that the NAIDOC Committee felt it's time to undertake.
He says what started as a protest movement is now a week of celebration.
Today, it is used by Indigenous communities to still celebrate their survival, but also to celebrate their rich history, their diverse cultures, and also to share their knowledge. And I think in Indigenous communities, it's growing more than ever. Each year, the celebrations get bigger and bigger. In the non-Indigenous community, those celebrations are increasing. And in fact, you know, a lot more non-Indigenous people and communities and organisations are celebrating NAIDOC and using it as an opportunity, I think, to engage with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Wurundjeri Wailwan woman and lawyer Teela Reid encourages young Indigenous Australians to celebrate during NAIDOC Week and recognise the importance of their own individual voices.
NAIDOC is such a good opportunity for young people to reflect on their own families' journeys and their own family and community's history in the resistance, but also to step up to the plate now and understand that although they might be young, their voice is equally important in this conversation, and that to not be afraid but to be brave enough to stand up for themselves, for their nation, and to ensure that no matter where they are, their voices are heard in this discussion.
One of the key events is the National NAIDOC Awards Ceremony, which this year is being held in Canberra. It recognises outstanding contributions made by Indigenous Australians to improve the lives of Indigenous people, to promote Indigenous issues in the wider community, and to recognise the excellence of individuals in their field of expertise. The Chief Executive of the Healing Foundation, Richard Weston, says the recipients are often people who've dedicated their lives to helping others.
Many of those people have dedicated their lives to their families and communities, and that recognition is really important. But it's a uniting event for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders across the country, you know, that opportunity to connect up and celebrate. And I'm sure the rest of Australia would get something out of it too if they had more exposure to it.
The Healing Foundation works to support Indigenous Australians to overcome trauma by partnering with communities to develop healing solutions. It's been running for almost 10 years and has assisted 45,000 people, with 7,000 of those being members of the Stolen Generations. Richard Weston says the process known as truth-telling is a key aspiration for Indigenous Australia. He says the process could work in both formal and informal ways, and apart from setting the record straight on Australia's treatment of its Indigenous people, He sees it as an opportunity to improve their current circumstances.
It's not about blame or guilt or shame. That's not what it's about at all. It's really about the truth of what happened, recognising and acknowledging that we can't change what happened. We can't change the past, so we can't go back and, you know, we don't get a second chance at it. We have to live with the consequences of what's happened, and we have to deal with what's going on today. And I think that's the other element of this, is that truth-telling can help us to, you know, better understand the challenges and disadvantage that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are facing, where that those root causes are, and get better implementation of solutions.
This year, SBS has partnered with the National NAIDOC Committee to prepare classroom resources for primary and secondary school teachers so they can engage students and share Indigenous perspectives in their communities. They can be found at sbs.com.au/learn/NAIDOC. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.